April 5, Distinguishing Marks. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 to 20. Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them you might fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these, and so have shipwrecked their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. There can be two extremes when we think about the world. At one end are those who treat anything from this world as evil, tainted, and likely to contaminate any believer who touches it. This is more a Greek idea than a Hebrew one. At the other end are those who see every part and aspect of this world as good and free to be enjoyed without any constraint or care. This is more a pagan idea than a Christian one. The truth is somewhere in between. A little later in this letter to Timothy, Paul will write that God richly provides with everything for our enjoyment. The natural world still reveals God's glory. Our core problem is rejecting God's centrality and glory. In his next and final letter to Timothy, Paul again makes mention of Hymenaeus. He and Philegus are named as ringleaders of a teaching that the resurrection had come and gone. This probably meant they saw themselves outside of any moral codes and refused to be told differently. Paul's reaction was to hand them over to Satan. As in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, this seems to mean putting them out of the Christian assembly, forbidden to meet with or eat with the rest of the church. Paul saw the church as the place where the power of God was active to heal, guide, and lead God's people. To forbid access to it was not just to forbid them God's open presence, but to place them in territory where the devil provided the spiritual presence. The aim and hope was that the offender would realize what he or she had lost, repent, and come back humbly into God's presence in the church. Do you enjoy God's natural world? I hope you do, because that glorifies him immensely. Do you hold to a higher way of thinking than the patterns followed by those who don't know the living God? Again, I really hope you do, because God's people should be easily distinguishable from the world by the way we think, as in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And finally, are you in church life? The church is God's people, God's community. We are Christ's body and need every person playing their part for the body to function as God wants.